Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. First, I want to ask you, do you reflect on your previous year? Do you like to journal, sit down and reflect on how the year went, what worked, what didn't work? Are you a goal setter? Because I'm a goal setter. I love to kind of sit down, reflect, and then set goals kind of for my life moving forward. Because I'm an achiever. I like to better my life. I don't like to feel stuck and be like, this is the way things are. Poor me. I'm just going to stay here. I'm like, no, what is not working? What are we going to do differently? What can I shift? What goals can I set? How can I become a better version of myself? But today we're going to be talking all about reflecting on the previous year. I'll be giving you some talking points or questions to ask yourself. Some of them I will answer so you kind of get the feel of my own reflection, and others I'll just ask you, and just so you can go back to this episode and listen to it again and kind of reflect. And I will also add a PDF file on the bottom that you can download if you want all these questions, and you can just download it and print it and then reflect, sit down and answer all those questions. Anyways, here we are. 2022 was the year that I blank, and for me personally, it was when we took a big leap of faith and we moved across the country from Minnesota to Florida, not really knowing what we're going to do for work-wise, and just taking this big leap of faith, trying to trust God. And boy, was this a big roller coaster and a big step of faith for us. And I am still working through it. We are still walking through this, and things are not going the way we wanted to or thought they were going to go. Anyways, I'm not going to go into depth about it just because I'm not ready to share that part of my story yet, but this is kind of where what we did. That was a big one. So these questions I pulled from other podcasters and YouTubers, some of them might be a little bit repetitive, but just kind of go with it. Okay. Highlights and accomplishments in 2022. Is there anything in this year that you want to remember, right? Because when we look back at our years from 2009, that's when I got married. That's a big one for me. I mean, I can remember the years I had kids and stuff like that, but other years are just kind of a blur, right? So it's kind of nice to go back and reflect, because I'm a journaler. I keep journals. I write in journals. So journaling this and writing it down and just rereading it years later is actually really, really interesting. So what are some highlights and accomplishments, things that you want to remember, and what was this year all about? For us, we moved across country. That's a big, accomplishment type of thing. But I also launched my Be Less Stress coaching program. By the way, if you don't know anything about that program, there's a link in the show notes that has a description of it. But if you ever struggle feeling constantly stressed, overwhelmed, you're running on empty, you're constantly giving to others and feel you have nothing left for yourself, you feel you have absolutely no alone time and life just feels really heavy and miserable. You feel you have poor boundaries with your family, with others, you're saying yes to things that you wish you didn't, and all these commitments, and then you're really really like completely burned out. You start resenting your family. You start to just wanting to escape reality. If this is you and you really want to feel restored and calm and patient and grounded and have time for yourself daily, like daily time for yourself without feeling guilt and going out with friends without feeling guilty that your family, you know, is at home by themselves. But just having time for yourself, feeling truly restored to like slow down your life, I'm here for you. This is exactly what I help you through. I have my step-by-step process, what you need to do in order to become calm and patient and grounded without experiencing any of those regular mom rage moments. And by the way, the reason you're experiencing it is because you're burned out and running and emptying you have unmet needs. So this is the kind of stuff we work through, lots of mindset shifts. Anyways, if this is something that resonates with you, let's set up a call and chat and see if my program is a good fit for you. I would love to connect with you. The details are in the show notes. Anyways, that is the year that I launched my Be Less Stressed coaching program. I was also interviewed and I was on TV. They interviewed me about my C-section. By the way, if you haven't listened to my episode about my maternal assisted C-section, it's somewhere in my episodes from this past year, but you can scroll down and look. And it's all about how I had a very unique C-section and I got to pull my baby out of my belly, which was super cool. And they interviewed me and had me on the TV. Also, by the time this episode probably airs and by the end of the year, I will hit 10K podcast downloads. So that is like huge for me because my podcast has grown so much in the past year. Okay. So what are some things that worked in 2022? What are some wins or successes or strategies or things that you did that worked? And some of the things you will be as you're journaling are going to overlap with other questions. So for me, like I said, a win was like having so many podcast downloads and launching my program. That's like a successful thing that I'm excited about. Some of the like strategies, maybe techniques or habits that I like enjoy and develop that have been helpful and worked for me is getting up early in the morning with my kid before my kids and going on walks on a regular basis here living in Florida. And those are some things that have been helpful for me. What did not work in 2022? What are some mistakes and failures or bad habits or decisions that you made that you're like, I learned something from this. This was not the best thing. Oh my goodness. I feel like for me, some of the habits personally are that have not been working quite well for me is snoozing my alarm in the morning. I have not been getting up as early as I would like. Not being consistent with moving my body and exercising. Like I like going on walks, but I want to get like stronger, more like fitness wise. Not working for me, trying to do, sometimes I'll do work in the evening with the kids. And it's just, I feel being pulled in too many directions at once. And that creates a lot of frustrations for me. So I have been shifting that and not doing that. Some of the mistakes, I think like there's some things in business that I definitely learned, which probably won't bore you with because, you know, this is not a podcast in regards to my business, but, I definitely had made some mistakes and things that I learned that, you know, looking back, you're like, okay, I learned from this. Now I need to redirect and do things differently. Another question, what did I learn in 2022? What are some life lessons or maybe some practical skills that you learned in this year? Oh, life lessons. Oh my gosh. Learning to trust God and surrendering when things are not going as planned in your way. That is a huge one for me and I'm still learning that. And I don't think I fully learned that lesson yet. But this has been a really, really challenging year for me, especially emotionally. Just mentally and emotionally has been very hard. This move was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. How did my life evolve in 2022? I guess, again, taking a big leap of faith and moving across country for us. Evolve, I am more confident in my message and the mama that I do help and the way that I can support you, her, and like you as you're listening to this. I think a lot of me has to do from like the business perspective. What about 2022 that I am most grateful for? You know, I am grateful for living in Florida because I am really enjoying this nice weather, like in the 60s and 70s right now in December. And like, it is so nice to go like on walks in the morning and having my kids play outside. I'm grateful that I got to visit my family, my sister actually, in New York in December with the rest of my siblings. That was really, really fun. I am really grateful for that. I'm grateful for my supportive husband who is there for me and is really encouraging and supportive. I'm grateful for my health and my kids' health. You know, that everything is going well, like health-wise. Yeah, I will have like a cold here and there, but nothing like major at all. And I'm truly, truly grateful for it. I'm grateful for a good, safe neighborhood that we live in, and good landlords. Those are some things that I'm really, really grateful for. Here's some other journaling prompts that I did last year. Three good things that happened to me in 2022. That is a good one. Three good things. Let's see. For me, I guess I would still say moving to Florida, even though it's been really, really hard, I still would say it's a good thing. Like, it is a good thing that we moved from Minnesota to Florida. I really enjoy this weather here. Visiting my sister in New York, that was a good thing that happened to me in 2022. And let's see. Man, some of these questions like make you really like stop and like think a lot, you know. When we moved to Minnesota, we were able to donate our furniture to a family that recently came from Ukraine. They were refugees from Ukraine. We were able to give our furniture to them. So that is like a good thing that I am, you know, happy that we were able to do. Three things I accomplished. This is similar to some other questions above. Three low points that happened in 2022 and why they were low points. That is something that I'll just journal by myself. I don't feel like I really want to share that here on the podcast. What is one thing that I learned in 2022? I learned that trusting God doesn't always look the way like you think it's going to turn out. Sometimes things really don't go the way you believe they were going to go. What is one decision I made in 2022 that I am proud of? I'm launching my Be Less Stressed coaching program. I'm really proud of my program. I believe that it's really helpful, super valuable. It will transform your life. And it's literally leaving a positive legacy for your whole family. It's not just changing you. You are the foundation of your home. It's gonna start with you, but it's gonna trickle down into the rest of the family and like supporting the mama and into becoming that version of herself that she really desires to be. Like for you personally, I'm really proud of my program. I think it's amazing and super transformative. What is one poor decision I made in 2022 that could have been a better choice? Yeah. Let's see. I made some like poor business decisions. So just some mistakes that I did with like, you know, going on other people's, you know, Facebook group and offering my services. That was wrong. And I was learning. I didn't know that you could not do that, but I was blocked and it was really uncomfortable because I'm like, I wasn't trying to be mean, but I learned that that's not what you do. And next time I won't do that. What is one thing that I did that I took a step of faith in 2022? Yeah, moving across the country to Florida and doing something super crazy. And yes, that's where we're at. How did God show up for me in 2022? You know, that is a really tough one for me because I feel like God has not showed up this year. Well, he did provide for us in the sense he provided a home for us to stay in Florida. It was kind of hard to find a rental home and it dropped on our lap. Somebody reached out to me that I knew that lived here and he's like, "Hey, a friend of mine is renting out, looking for renters in Florida, and I heard you guys want to move. Here's our contact information." And that was kind of like something that got answered and dropped on our lap, that he showed up for us. But then it just kind of feels like he left us hanging. So I feel like I'm really struggling with this one. I'll be honest with you. Like, I am struggling with this one, and that's something that I will be reflecting on. What book did I read in 2022 that made a big impact on me? You know, I don't read as much books, but I listen to a lot of books on audio. On Audible, sorry. So there's some books that I read that have been helpful for me. I read a lot of books about business and kind of shifting mindset and growing my business. But one of my best books that I really, really like that I actually will recommend to you. I re-listened to it this past year because I've listened to it before and it made a big impact on me. And that is The Morning Miracle by Hal Elrod. That's a really, really good book. I would recommend for you to listen and read that one. It's going to really change the way you do your mornings. And that's what impacted me so much on my journey when I first started shifting my habits and changing my life. Okay. What three things or ways did I serve others in 2022? How did I serve others? Well, I think one of them is like serving moms in my community and creating a free content for them, like you listening to the podcast, helpful, supportive content, and on social media. That is one way that I serve. I haven't really volunteered this year because I really have been focusing. My priority this year has been growing my business. So I haven't done much of like other type of things. Else did I serve others? I think you know, by the way, if you don't know this about me, I am a good friend. I check in. Like if I'm that friend that checks in with you, make sure how you are doing and making sure you're doing well. And if you're struggling with anything, I'll pray over you. Like I'm that friend. So this is how another thing that I serve other friends and others with it. And I'll have to think about this one. This one it might be a little challenging for me because I haven't reflected, sat down and journaled any of this yet. I'm just like going through this as I'm talking to you. What is one scripture quote that was transformational for me in 2022? This is a good one. Man, I have written out so much scripture in the last half a year. I can't even think of one that like stands out. That is a good one that I'll have to really sit down and reflect on. Am I proud of how most of the year went and why? Man, these are hard. I journaled through all of these last year, but boy, these are deep. These are the ones that you just like have to really slow down and just like, oh. Reflect. It really makes you look on your past year. And that's why I really like doing that because I think it's really good to kind of look back on the year. And then because if you want positive changes moving forward, you need to reflect first. You need to figure out where you are now, what is not working, what are some habits that you've had this past year that are not serving you. Like that's another one to reflect on and write down. Like, what are some habits that I have on my regular basis that are not serving me? Like for me, it's like not cleaning the kitchen as I go because then it creates a big mess at the end of the kitchen. Not doing laundry a load every single day. I used to, and it was super helpful. So I would like to go back to that. Snoozing my alarm. I still get up before my kids in the mornings, but I want to get up earlier. That's a bad habit. So I have habits that are not helpful for me. I'm not perfect. I don't have everything figured out. But yeah, let's go back to that question. Am I proud of how most of the year went and why? Oh man, this move for us really kicked my butt. I think I am proud of this year and how it went. We took a big leap of faith. I am proud of my business and all the things I have accomplished so far and how far I've come in personal and spiritual growth journey. And I am proud of those things. Definitely lots of things that I wish didn't happen or were different, but it is what it is. And this is where we're at right now. And I'm hopeful that next year will be a little bit better for us now that we are settled here. By the way, if you're listening to this episode, Mama, and you have a friend that you can think of that could really use my support, you're listening to this, you're like, you know, this is great, but this is, doesn't apply to me 100%, but I have a friend that could really use Elizabeth's support, please send her my way. Share my resources with her. Share my podcast with her. That's probably the easiest thing. You can share my sales page with her, see if she's interested in working with me. Tell her about me. And I would really, really appreciate it. Please share with your friends. If you find this episode helpful in any way, shape, or form, this is how I can spread my message and help more mamas. Anyways, all these questions, I'm going to have them in a PDF that you can download in the show notes. And I am looking forward to speaking to you next time because we will be talking about setting goals for 2023. I love setting goals even though I don't achieve them all the time, but I love setting goals and like creating that version of myself that I really, really desire to be. Anyways, Mama, I will see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.